An update on plans for a record-breaking skyscraper in Oklahoma City. Training on artificial intelligence will soon be available in the state. And an 80-year-old landmark is officially part of Oklahoma City's history. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, June 4th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A vision for locating the tallest building in the United States in downtown Oklahoma City is moving forward. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Robbie Korth reports the Oklahoma City Council removed all height restrictions for the Bricktown property development at their meeting today.
City Councilwoman Nikki Nice says she's excited about the prospect of the nation's largest building in Oklahoma City.
I mean, sky's the limit. No pun intended.
Development plans call for the building to be 1,907 feet tall, almost double the height of OKC's Devon Tower.
And I know some folks are a little nervous to see how this could be built. But other than that, I've heard most people say they're okay with this and want to see it.
The project's architects say the plan is to ultimately build the massive tower after an initial phase of three smaller ones. If all goes according to plan, construction of the tallest building would begin in a few years and be ready for occupancy in about five. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Unhoused people in the Oklahoma County Jail were counted for the first time in this year's point-in-time homeless count. The annual survey counts people living on the streets and in shelters on one night in January. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Kate Kelly reports adding the jail gives a more accurate count of the unhoused population.
The point-in-time survey misses a lot of people, including those who are incarcerated. So this year, for the first time, the Homeless Alliance and Open Justice Oklahoma decided to change that. They found almost a quarter of the 1,200 detainees in the Oklahoma County Detention Center were unhoused. People with stable housing are more likely to stay out of jail. Dan Strawn recently retired as director of the Homeless Alliance and spearheaded the count.
If we keep going at this rate, the new jail administrator is going to be able to say she runs the largest homeless shelter in the state. And that is not what the jail is for.
Strawn plans to conduct the jail count again next year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Kate Kelly.
A partnership between the state and Google aims to provide training on artificial intelligence. We get details from KGOU's Nick Daniels.
Governor Kevin Stitt last week announced the collaboration with the tech giant.
We have Google coming in to help us on workforce. They're training about 10,000 Oklahomans for free.
The governor says the Google AI Essentials course aims to teach foundational skills and responsible AI usage. The program could also help Oklahomans who are struggling to adjust to the changing technologies needed to be successful in today's workforce.
AI is an emerging industry that's going to continue to disrupt. And the more you can get familiar with that, I think the better off and the more, you know, marketable your skills are.
Stitt has high hopes for AI, citing its use for improved efficiency within state government. Oklahomans can sign up for the AI training course at oklahoma.gov/learnAI. I'm Nick Daniels.
The former location of Brown's Bakery in Oklahoma City is now officially a historic site. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Anusha Fethi-Puray has details on the nearly 80-year-old landmark.
Northwest 10th and Walker Avenue was home to an old Oklahoma City supermarket and has been designated on the National Register of Historic Places. Most recently, it was home to Brown's Bakery. Originally, it was Clyde's Supermarket and TGNY Stores. Linda Ozan is the Deputy State Historic Preservation Officer. She says the location epitomized the early shopping experience in Oklahoma City.
It's a very modernistic commercial design, so it's significant both for its commercial endeavor as well as its architectural style.
The buildings are an example of modern commercial architecture designed in the mid-20th century. Listing in the National Register of Historic Places is an honorific designation that provides recognition, limited protection, and in some cases financial support for selected properties. In Oklahoma City, I'm Anusha Fethi-Puray.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.